Today I thought we would explore the JARTE free word processor. JARTE, spelled J-A-R-T-E, is available from JARTE.com, J-A-R-T-E.com, and it is a free word processor that includes the same functionality as Microsoft Word and Corel WordPerfect. They also offer a plus version for about $20, which offers extra functionality. But for today, I thought we would just explore the free version. I've used it successfully with both the JAWS and the System Access screen readers, so I assumed that it would also work well with NVDA and WindowEyes.
Windows M.
Oops. There is a JARTE icon on the desktop.
Enter.
It doesn't always tell you when it opens, but a title command will take care of that.
Title is JARTE Left Paren Screen Reader Mode Right Paren.
Basic reading, navigation, select, and cut copy paste commands work well with this program. The menu navigation is the same as what you would be familiar with any other word processor or Windows-based application. You might hear the occasional noise from my Windows Live Messenger. I've got myself set to busy, but I've got Messenger Plus running, which alerts me when people sign in and out and change status and so forth. I think first we'll go ahead and explore the menus and see what is offered by this program, and then we'll demonstrate some of the most commonly used features and compare them to Microsoft Word.
Menu bar, file F. Menu, file menu, new control plus N, N, open .. control plus O, recent file submenu R.
This recent file list is very useful, and it stays intact regardless of whether you run something like CCleaner that dumps your history or your cookies or recent file history.
Favorite file submenu V.
I haven't figured out the favorite files thing yet, but I assume that you could keep a list here of your most commonly used files, although they should also be found under recent files.
Save control plus S unavailable S. Save as .. shift plus control plus S A. Save other submenu H.
The Save Other offers formats such as PDF and HTML.
Close control plus F4, C. Close all shift plus control plus F4, L. Close and delete .. unavailable, E. Print .. control plus P, E. Quick print shift plus control plus P, U. Page setup .. U. Send submenu, D.
The Send lets you send things as email or an email attachment.
File properties unavailable, T. Find file .. F. File options submenu, I.
We'll explore the file options.
Add a note .. shift plus control plus N, N. File association submenu F. Associate RTF files with JARTE R. Associate doc files with JARTE D.
Oh, I see.
Associate DOCX files with JARTE X.
And it goes on from there.
File association submenu. Document format submenu D.
This does handle all of the standard formats. Text, rich text format, Word document. I did open a Corel WordPerfect document and that came up looking like gibberish. I'm not sure if that has something to do with me not having the Office Converter installed, or whether JARTE just can't handle WPD files.
Autosave submenu A.
Autosave.
Autosave off. O. Autosave every minute M. Autosave every 5 minutes 5. Autosave every 10 minutes 1. Autosave every 20 minutes 2.
That could have its benefits.
Autosave submenu A.
I didn't explore the rest of it. I just assumed there are other time options.
Create document backups. E. Explore document backup folder .. E. Add a note .. shift plus control plus N, N. File association submenu F. File option submenu I.
Oh, okay. I didn't go back out far enough, apparently.
Exit X.
Okay.
Find file ..
Oh, so once you do find file, then all that other stuff I just showed you is in file options, and then you have exit on the file menu.
File lock exit X. Edit menu, undo control plus Z unavailable U, redo shift plus control plus Z unavailable R, cut control plus X unavailable T, copy control plus C unavailable, paste control plus V unavailable P, paste plain shift plus control plus V unavailable A, select all control plus A unavailable L, copy all unavailable Y, find .. control plus F, F, find next F3, N, replace .. control plus R, E, sort S, change case submenu G, undo control plus Z unavailable U.
Okay, all this stuff is saying unavailable because I haven't actually written anything yet.
Insert menu, insert date and time submenu D.
That's useful.
Insert picture .. E.
And the insert date and time has various formats from which you can choose, complete with shortcuts, by the way.
insert page break control plus enter B. Insert hyperlink dot 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 page. Insert table dot 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 T. Insert equation dot 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 E. Insert object dot 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 O. Insert date and time submenu D. June 5th, 2008 at 5 J. 6/5/2008 shift plus F5 6 Thursday June 5th, 2008 T 11:52 a.m. 1 June 5th, 2008 at format menu font submenu F.
Has all the standard font options.
Paragraph submenu E.
And the paragraph options. We'll explore these later.
Font submenu F.
Actually, we might explore them sooner than later.
Change font dot 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 left tools menu clip list submenu C.
Now this is the tools menu. The clip list, it manages things that you copy to the clipboard. You can choose from a list of saved clips and so forth. I haven't done anything with it.
Word count control plus M W.
Useful little feature.
Zoom submenu Z. Spell check dot 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 F7 S.
Spell check's nice. We'll demonstrate that.
Spell check option submenu H. Dictionary dot 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 control plus T D. Thesaurus dot 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 control plus T T. Option submenu O.
Options here have to do with program options, such as to minimize to the system tray and a few other things. Let's explore that.
Use system tray icon view. Select all words S. Show file extension F. Enable smart quotes E. Auto hyperlink detect. Word wrap submenu W. New chart personality dot 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 E.
Now the personality, you can create like a setup for each user account on your computer, complete with its own list of recent and favorite files and preferred fonts and so forth. Or you can create a setup for work and a setup for home.
Install the USB drive dot 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 I.
This can be run from a USB thumb drive, which is useful if you float between computers.
Use system tray icon view. Option submenu O.
Back into the tools menu.
Clip list submenu C.
Okay.
Current window menu. Manage tabs submenu M. 1:1.
I don't really understand this menu too much, but the tab manager is pretty self-explanatory.
Manage tab submenu. Go to first tab unavailable. F. Help menu. Help dot 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 F1.
Help is self-explanatory.
System menu. Restore unavailable.
And
R.
System is self-explanatory. It's a standard system menu.
Leaving menus.
Okay. Now I'm actually going to write something. Before I write something, though, I'm going to go ahead and make some changes to the font. Now, if you choose font from the format menu and press enter on it, you're presented with a submenu with the most commonly used fonts and the most commonly used options and so forth. Or you can press enter on change font and you're presented with the usual tab navigation dialog box that you're used to in Word. We're going to explore the alternate method.
Also, menu, format menu, font submenu F. Change font dot 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 left parent or dot right parent C. Favorite and recent font submenu R.
Let's do this.
Verdana V. Mark quote Verdana quote as a favorite font. And mark all favorite fonts U. Verdana V. Favorite and recent font.
Apparently,
submenu
I should
R.
have prepared a little bit better. Because I don't have this under favorite or recent fonts.
Change font dot 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 left parent Verdana right parent tools menu. Flip list sub format menu. Font submenu paragraphs fonts. Change font enter. Leaving menus 56 of 91. Alt plus F. Verdana Verdana regular 10. Font font.
I'm gonna look for Times New Roman.
E. Sahomata, terminal, red, Times New Roman, regular, 10, Times New Roman.
And I'm going to use tab to navigate through this dialog box.
Tab, font style, colon, edit, combo, regular, italic, regular, regular, tab, size, colon, edit, combo, 10, 3, 11, 11, 12, 12.
And press enter here to accept all the changes.
Enter.
Now, if I were to go back and look at the favorite or recent fonts option, I would see the Times New Roman as an option now. If I go back and look at the size, I would see the 12 is an option.
Also, menu, format menu, font submenu, change font dot dot, favorite and recent font submenu, Times New Roman,
see?
Favorite and font manager dot dot dot, M, hold control plus B, italic control plus I, underline control plus U, more font style submenu, font size left parent 12 right parent submenu, S.
Now that says 12 in parentheses, meaning that that's the current font size.
Font option submenu, O, font online submenu, F, change font dot 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 left parent Times New Roman right parent, C. Font submenu F.
And then we'll explore the paragraph a little bit later. I want to do some different things with that. We'll just do font for now.
Leaving menus.
Here's my document.
Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of dire country.
Intentionally misspelled.
The quicker one fox jumped over the lazy dogs. Font is Times New Roman 15 point.
Now, I set that to 12 point, but it's saying 15. It appears to be a thing with Jart, or that Jart doesn't display the right information to JAWS, because if I were to save this document and bring it up in Word, which I'll do in a few minutes, you'll see that without my changing anything, it will be in 12 point Times New Roman font. Go ahead and run the spell checker, which is F7.
F7. Context menu. Misspelling equals colon C-O-E-M. Unavailable.
We're presented with a context menu, which you can navigate the same way you would any other menu. I'm going to use my down arrow.
Context submenu X.
Now this context submenu will read the misspelled word in its sentence.
Colon C-O-E-M.
Presented with a list of suggestions.
Com C-O-M. Com C-O-M-E.
That's what we want, but we're going to continue down.
Com, capital C-O-M, more dot 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 M.
More suggestions if you need them.
Ignore I, ignore all N, change all submenu C, add A, autocorrect submenu U, cancel E.
Menu wraps.
Misspelling equals colon C, context sub colon, com C, com C-O-M-E.
I'm going to press enter here on the correct spelling for com.
Enter, leaving menus, context menu, misspelling equals dire, T-H-I-E-R, unavailable, context bear, T-H-E-I-R, enter, leaving menus, context menu, misspelling equals country, C-U-N-T-R-Y, unavailable, country, C-O-U-N-T-R-Y, enter, leaving menus, context menu, misspelling equals Rwan, B-R-W-O-N, unavailable, context ground, B-R-O-W-N-B. Enter, leaving menus, context menu, misspelling equals lazy, L-A-Z-Z-Y, under comp lazy, L-A-Z-Y-L. Enter, leaving menus, chart, spell check is completed, okay. Enter.
That was pretty quick and painless. And the one thing I noticed then is that this doesn't seem to include a grammar checker, which is kind of a bad thing for people like me who don't use capital letters until the spell checker reminds us to do so. But it's a pretty good spell checker. I'm gonna do a few things with a paragraph, and a few things with bullets, and then we're gonna save this document and put it in Word and show you what it looks like there. Now, according to the paragraph menu, the tabs are set to a half inch. So if I were to go down to the bottom of this file, oh, by the way, let me read you the corrected file.
Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. The quick round fox jumped over the lazy dogs. Top of file, blank.
Well, let's try the bottom, that would work.
Bottom of file, blank. Enter. Tab. Tab.
JAWS says tab, but it doesn't tell us where exactly we're tabbing.
T is the second paragraph that demonstrates the tab feature of JAWS. Blank.
Might be worth running spell check on this, too.
F7, context menu, misspelling equals T is, capital T-H-I-S, unavailable. Is capital T-H-I-S-T.
Oh, cool, it does remember capitals.
Enter, leaving menus, context menu, misspelling equals paragraph P-A-R-A-G-R-A-P-H-H, paragraph P-A-R-A, enter, leaving menus, chart, spell check is completed, okay, enter.
Those errors, ladies and gentlemen, come from typing 80 words a minute. Okay, let's explore the paragraph feature. Here is a shopping list, a pretend shopping list. And I'm just going to go ahead and highlight it as I read it.
Selected, space. Selected, yogurt. Selected, toothpaste.
Oops, I didn't do that exactly where I wanted to. Here we go.
Selected, yogurt. Selected, toothpaste. Selected, soap. Selected, chocolate.
Okay. Into the paragraph menu.
Auto menu for E, center, C.
Now these commands are a little bit different from what you're used to in Word. We've got center.
More paragraph alignment submenu P.
We'll check out this paragraph alignment submenu.
Left shift plus control plus L, L. Center shift plus control plus C, C. Right shift plus control plus R, R. Justify shift plus control plus J, J. Left shift plus control plus L, L.
That must be the one that's currently in use.
More paragraph alignment submenu P. Bullets B. More paragraph style submenu S. Normal, N. Bullets B. Numbered list L. First line indent F. Hanging indent H. Numbered list settings unavailable submenu. Normal, N. More paragraph style. Increase indent shift plus control plus I. Decrease indent shift plus control plus D. D. More indent submenu M. Increase indent both sides N. Decrease indent both sides. Increase indent more indent submenu. Tab settings dot 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 T.
Tab settings is a dialog box of its own, and like I said, it's set to half an inch. I looked earlier.
Auto outline A. Auto outline settings unavailable submenu U. Line spacing submenu L. 1, 1, 1.15, 1.5, 2, 2, 2.5, 3, 3, 1, 1.
Okay.
Line spacing submenu L. Add spacing between paragraphs W. Paragraph spacing settings unavailable submenu R. Paragraph options submenu O. Indentation size setting submenu. Default setting submenu. Indentation paragraph option sub center C.
Okay.
More paragraph bullets B.
We're gonna go ahead with bullets, and I'm gonna press enter here.
Enter. Leaving menus. Yogurt, toothpaste, soap, chocolate. To demonstrate the tab feature of chart. Land. Land. The damn chocolate.
Oh my. I need to move some things around. I wasn't paying attention and I threw that list right into the middle of a sentence.
Okay.
Now the bullets option is checked, but JAWS isn't telling us that this has been bulleted.
Yogurt, toothpaste, soap, chocolate, land, land.
However, I'm going to add an extra item at the bottom.
B-O-A-O-E-S, space, enter.
That'll work.
Tools menu, clip list submenu, word count control plus M, W. Enter, leaving menus, okay, current page equals 1, page count equals 1, current line equals 12, line count equals 12, word count equals 43, character count equals 242, okay.
Okay.
Space, chart left there.
Pretty good feature. Now I'm going to save this document, and then I'm going to go open it up in Word and see if JAWS will read what I've asked it to read, the bullets and the correct font and stuff.
Potatoes. Font is Times New Roman 15 point.
Still thinks it's on 15 point.
Save as file name colon alt plus n. Test file dot doc dash Microsoft Word, page 1.
And I'm just going to do a read-off for the moment.
Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. The quick round fox jumped over the lazy dogs. This is a second paragraph to demonstrate the tab feature of chart. Bullet, yogurt, bullet, toothpaste, bullet, soap, bullet, chocolate, potatoes.
Oh. And as you can see, some of those bullets are there. But I guess I would have had to select that last list item and bullet that separately. But JAWS doesn't tell us this in JART, so it must be like a thing with JART.
Top of file, land. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country.
Check the font.
12 points, Times New Roman, normal style, line spacing, colon single, paragraph format, and colon aligned left, outline level, colon body text.
Now that says it's 12 points, so I'm assuming that since I changed the font to 12, that this is correct in JART as well, but it's just not giving the right information to the screen reader. While I have this file open, I'm going to go ahead and bring up System Access and show you what it looks like in Word with System Access, and then I'm going to bring the same file back into JART with System Access and read it again. I'm gonna need to change the rate of speech in System Access. Let's go ahead and do a read all.
Test file deck Microsoft Word. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. The quick round fox jumps over the lazy dogs. This is a second paragraph to demonstrate the tab feature of chart. Bullet, yogurt, bullet, toothpaste, bullet, soap, bullet, chocolate, potatoes.
Okay. Now I'm at the end of the first paragraph, and I'm going to just navigate by letter to show you that the tabs actually are in this document, because that wasn't read in JART either.
Enter line. Enter line.
Tab. Tab. E-H-R-S space.
See? It's there. Go ahead and close.
Desktop. List. More documents. Chart. Dark screen reader mode. Editable text. Blank.
This would be a good time to demonstrate the recent files feature.
File. New. Open. Recent files submenu. Always reopen last session. Clear list. One test file deck. Menu closed. Editable text. Blank.
And now I'm going to read this entire document using JART.
Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. The quick round fox jumped over the lazy dogs. This is a second paragraph to demonstrate the tab feature of JART. Yogurt, toothpaste, soap, chocolate, potatoes.
See, and System Access isn't reading the bullets in JART either, although we know that they're there. This is a good word processor for the features that it offers. I think it's useful especially for somebody that may not be able to afford the $300 for Microsoft Office or Corel Office Suite. It does handle Word documents and all of the popular file formats. And it does offer the same functionality, so you can go ahead and put in the formatting features that you need, the bullets, the line spacing, the different font styles.
Tab. Tab.
Now I'm pressing tab, and I'm not getting any feedback as to how far I'm tabbing.
Tab. tab.
But if I use my left and right arrows, there are four tab characters here.
Enter line.
So as I said before, this is a good program. You don't get as much screen reader feedback with it as you do with Microsoft Word or possibly Corel Word Perfect. But it's good for the features that it offers, and I think it definitely has its uses. If you have any questions or comments, you can email me at Cynthia Greenwell, cynthiagreenwell@juno.com, juno.com.